Senator Mark Kirk sat down with Andrea and me yesterday, and I think he'd just come off the Senate floor, as a matter of fact, and we talked a little bit about, well, we talked about a number of things, but certainly about his stand-up and take a stance, against Donald Trump and his own party.
We have got to have the next senator for Illinois who puts the state ahead of party. In my case, the difference between me and Tammy Duckworth is that she has always put party ahead of principle. She'll do whatever Democratic Party people order her to do. In my case, my independence is pretty clearly demonstrated when I de-endorsed Donald Trump, that it indicated to me that I felt that Donald Trump was too bigoted and racist for the land of Lincoln.
And when you think about what Reince Priebus stood up and said the Republican Party needed after 2012, which was a changeover, an outreach to Hispanic voters, a more welcoming, more understanding party, Trump doesn't represent any of that.
Right. There's the interesting in the race between me and Duckworth. I have challenged her to a debate in Spanish that we hopefully will do on Telemundo. I thought in her case, as a Democrat, she would try to put forward the case that she can represent Latinos better without speaking a word of Spanish. For me, I went to school in Mexico and have a great affection for Mexican culture and the language there. I would say that I'm a much better representative, and maybe that's why latest polling showed me leading among Latinos.
It's a really interesting idea, and I did not know it was in play. So where does it stand?
She's
not responded?
Her advisors they don't think she's good on her feet like I am.
Okay.
And they don't let her in any unscripted interview like the one we're having right now.
It's Senator Mark Kirk, and of course he is up for re-election. What is the campaign website?
The campaign website is kirkforsenate.com.
All right, let me ask you some senator questions as well in the midst of this. This week, officially, we got the report from Comey at the FBI about Hillary Clinton's actions regarding the email server. We found out they were servers.
And
there's really outrageous behavior for someone in her position, and certainly in the chain of command in the State Department. Logic would dictate that there had to be somebody that said, Madam Secretary, this is a bad idea. Didn't that have to happen?
I'll tell you, in my time in Navy Intel, which is 23 years, I never saw outside a classified domain an SCI SAP piece of data. To have that outside the workplace, that is pretty shocking. SCI SAP stands for Special Compartmented Information. SAP stands for Special Access Program, meaning that only a few people can be read into that program. It is so sensitive, it's supposed to be kept only to that select group of people. For those of us who deal with national security data, SCI SAP data is really sensitive. I'm surprised that she had it on an open server. And what I picked up from Comey's interview there was she even used her personal email when she was abroad. Obviously, when you're abroad, you're going through servers and routers that the local country intel service collects. They have no idea among the millions of email addresses out there which one is hers or where the server is, where the domain is. By using her email, personal email, she would be identifying exactly where the domain is and signal it. Remember that one ex-CIA agent said it would be a political malpractice for me not to attack that server with everything that I had. I will note that that Comey said he thought it was possible that hostile powers got access to her.
Right.
Her server, like this, the Romanian guy, Grucifer, mm-hmm. claims that he got connected to it.
Yeah, and because of that, and because of what Comey said, you have to believe, even within the chain of command, she didn't get to be Secretary of State without understanding that she couldn't be in a position where state secrets could be compromised. So I don't even understand, outside of the old cliche, and cliches, by the way, become cliches because they're proven to be true over and over again, that the Clintons sometimes feel the rules don't apply to them.
That's right. I don't know if I got my legality all right here. I think on the Official Records Act, you have to use official resources in your communications. And she felt that that did not apply to her. Probably because she knew she was going to run for president one day and didn't want to see some embarrassing email. If you look at the Comey statement, it read like an indictment. When I was listening to it, I felt like, oh, they've really been working on a possible indictment here. When we got 15 minutes into the presentation, I thought, wow, this decision of hers to not do email on a government server really brought her close to the edge. As I remember from TV, the penalties were like $10,000 or 10 years in jail. Be pretty hard to run for president from jail for her. She even risked that problem. It's political recklessness that Democrats should really rebuke her for, to lead their whole party to that level of risk of losing the next election.
Yeah, just careless beyond belief. So going
you wonder if SCI SAP data is getting leaked. Did anybody get killed for that? And that's the vulnerability analysis that we usually do when we know something that could have gotten out. We should do a complete vulnerability analysis on what went into her server there and see if anybody got hurt, if a hostile power got hold of that data.
I share your concerns about Trump every day with people. And then, you know, I look at the alternative choice here, and I never thought I'd be in a position to even consider voting for Hillary Clinton, and yet here we are with those being our two main choices. I don't know what to say to people every day when they say, well, what are we supposed to do?
Cochran, I got a way out for you. I'm gonna write in Petraeus when I vote.
Well,
and I would encourage you. I want to see Petraeus get a lot of votes, so that just shows that there are thinking people out there really concerned about the security of the United States and thinking that someone who is an outstanding potential commander-in-chief should be our new leader. With these two choices that you almost think it's Tweedledee-Dum.
And Tweedledee-Dumber?
And Tweedledee-Bad. I gotta find a rhyming way to do that.
Hey, before I let you go, to bring it back to the campaign for a second, I want to get Andrea Darlis in here because there was breaking news this week as well about your opponent. Andrea, say hi to Senator Kirk.
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Andrea, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the lawsuit, the workplace lawsuit against Tammy Duckworth, your opponent, which had been settled. And at the time you said to me, if that settles, it'll mean dot, dot, dot. What do you think of the settlement?
She was forced to pay a $26,000 fine, which shows he really did some bad things to those people. Let's go through the case. Why did Tammy Duckworth get into such trouble? She was ordered by Blagojevich operatives to take on a couple of, we all know what they look like. We have all met them. And these are the typical kind of political hacks that serve the Democratic Party of Cook County. In that nursing home that she was titular in charge of, she got word from the nurses and doctors, and they needed to be dismissed, represented a danger to the veterans in that facility. Duckworth said, shut up and you'll keep your job. And they didn't shut up. We in this whistleblower situation, we've got to protect those people who protected us, which are our veterans. In real life, people don't pay $26,000 because
sure.
they did nothing.
Sure.
In
sure.
her case, she did a lot of bad things. And the irony of this case is she just turned right around and stuck the taxpayers of Illinois with the bill for a bankrupt state now to be paying $26,000 for Tammy Duckworth's misdeeds is a real tragedy for our state.
Again, the Kirk campaign website is
KirkForSenate.com.
And I believe the Kirk Senator website for the office, where people just get a hold of you for day-to-day senatorial business, is Kirk.Senate.gov. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
All right.
And you know, just Google me, and you'll hit the official site.
Nice to talk to you again. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me on.